Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Pittsburgh immigrant John Kane overcame poverty, tragedy, and other adversities to become one of the world's most revered self-taught artists. Born in Scotland, Kane immigrated to Braddock, Pennsylvania in 1880 as a 19-year-old in search of opportunity. To make ends meet, he worked as a miner, a mill worker, and a commercial painter of railroad cars and houses. A hard-working, hard-fighting laborer, Kane loved boxing. He was forced to reinvent himself after losing a leg in a rail yard accident. But he was irrepressible. Kane carved himself a wooden leg and got back into the boxing ring. With no formal training, he used his spare time to paint Pittsburgh city scenes. Where others saw tortured industrial landscapes, his artistic eye saw the beauty and strength of his city and its people. In 1927, the Carnegie Institute made national news when it accepted one of Kane's paintings, Scenes from the Scottish Highlands, into its international art exhibition known today as the Carnegie International. Kane's sudden rise as a 67-year-old self-taught artist signaled a generational change in American art, culture, and society. Today, Kane's artwork can be viewed in the world's most prestigious museums and galleries. Explore original paintings and drawings by John Kane as part of the History Center's exhibition, Pittsburgh's John Kane, The Life and Art of an American Workman.
On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake. To find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Lamonte Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.